It's like in chess. First, you strategically position your pieces. Then when the timing's right, you strike. They're positioning themselves all over the world, using this one signal to synchronize their efforts. In approximately 6 hours, the signal's going to disappear and the countdown's going to be over.
And then what?
Checkmate.
Hello, everyone. This is the Air Raid Podcast. How many more times can we listen to that intro? I think this is hopefully the last time we have to listen to that. We've done this like three times now. This is episode 16.
Woo!
And hopefully a long and drawn out series. Of course, this is the show where we drop bombs of awesome into your ear holes. Right there. Right in there. We have a very special show planned for you today, got some really, really old friends with me here today. We've got downtown Allie Brown. How's it going, lady?
Ow!
Nice of you to be here at your parents' house.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
And Jordan Parsons. How's it going there, Jordan? So thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah. It's good. It's great. Let's turn you up just a little bit. And move that mic down just a little bit for there. Like, twist it this way. There you go.
That does feel better.
This way. There you go.
You got the hang of it now.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've got a couple things to hit on in the first half of the show. We're going to be talking about this new UN... alien ambassador that was appointed. Also, Gawker.com came out with a list of pretty much the greatest rehab centers known to man, and who has attended there and quote-unquote graduated. So we'll be talking about that in a little bit. But first, I wanted to talk about something in the beginning here, and I didn't really want to take this back to what we talked about in episode 15, which was just constant discussion on diarrhea on the trail to Machu Picchu. So I was driving down here. We're in Covington, Washington, right?
Woo-hoo!
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And came down to downtown Allie Brown's parents' house.
Which is not downtown at all.
It's not downtown. It's nowhere near downtown Seattle. And
it's
a bit of a trip. Right.
I've never not been lost. Get lost every time.
On my way down here, my windshield was hit by a missile. All right, a missile of bird turd. Okay.
Oh.
And I was thinking to myself, this is a true story. This is totally true story. I was thinking to myself, you know what? Bird turds never look different. They always look the same, right?
Really?
It's got some white in there, some yellow, and then some kind of like darker
purple
excrement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you want to call it. Green. It could be green.
Sometimes it's pretty blue.
I feel like it's mostly just a really deep purple.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't agree.
Well, maybe we all get different kinds of bird poop.
Yeah, that makes me think that they're not all the same.
I don't agree at all. But what I was thinking is that, you know, bird poop always kind of looks the same, right? It always kind of looks the same, right? Okay, 2 seconds after I had that thought, bird diarrhea. Straight
again?
Onto my windshield.
Did it all look the same?
No, it did not. Yeah. It looked like baby... had just like, you know.
So it was like brown and
so
orange.
We're back to the diarrhea.
Yes.
But, you know,
well, I told you I didn't want to bring it back, but I had to because this actually happened, and it's on my windshield. It's on my window right now. We can actually go out after we record the show, and we'll check it out.
Yeah,
maybe
no,
we'll
I'll
check it out during the break.
I trust you.
But seriously, it looked like this bird had been eating like Jack in the Box for like 4 days.
That
straight.
Actually might have just been me.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. See that.
Did it happen right when you pulled in front of my house? 'Cause
no. It was on, what is that? Highway 167 or something coming south.
Do you have any second?
Yeah. I don't know. It kind of weirded me out because it literally looked like the bird had been eating Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
For, you know, a long time.
I mean, basically,
because
it looks like
listen,
looks like my diarrhea.
I'm single. So when a bird poops on my window, let alone twice, I feel like that's kind of a kiss from God. You know what I mean? I think it's like, thank you. I exist.
I'm not ignoring you.
I appreciate your gesture.
Yeah.
And just want to say hey. It's not flowers, but it's something.
Thinking of you.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're complaining about.
Thought that counts.
Yuck.
Yeah, that's gross. So anyway, let's jump right. Well, let's give the audience a little bit of an introduction here.
Okay.
Allie Brown.
Yeah.
Jordan Parsons.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a while. Allie, I've known you for a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
We all went to the same high school,
mm-hmm.
right? And you and I used to hang out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had some fun times.
Smoked a lot of weed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was way back in the day, though. So if anybody from my real job is listening right now,
That never happened. Never.
And I will test clean.
This is just a joke.
Maybe we should have discussed total, this before.
Total joke. See, I even got a rim shot prepared. Yeah. So, see?
Not to be confused with the rim job, which sounds like this.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, that's not what it sounds like. So we've known each other for quite a while. You live in Boston now.
Yes.
Right? So is Boston anything like Ben Affleck makes it out to be?
Like
in his movies, like Reindeer Games and this newest
like,
one.
Do people like
the
town date the girl Jennifer like that? All the time?
There are a lot of Jennifers. And he does do a really good Boston accent, but it's probably not anywhere near as exciting as any of the movies that he's made.
No. Mm-hmm. There's no reindeer involved. There's no games.
I've never seen any reindeer
in
Boston.
But
there are some games.
There's a lot of games going on.
There's yelling. I've been called the C word like three times since I lived.
You've been called a cunt while you've been down
there?
Yeah,
I can say it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Like the first month that I lived there, I was called a cunt three different times.
Why? Did you do something bad? Did you do something cunty?
I crossed the street when I had the walk sign.
She cut her finger and started to bleed.
And a homeless man body checked me at Faneuil Hall.
What?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Is this the same instance?
Well, no. It happened twice because I crossed the street during the walk sign.
Okay. So these were guys like in their car that were just like
one was a guy, one was a woman.
Really?
And they were like, fucking cunt crossing the street when you're supposed to.
She's whispering because we're at her parents' house right now and they're trying to sleep.
Yeah, they're trying to sleep. Which is
a bunch of cunts.
This was a great idea coming down here to do this podcast.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
So yeah. you live in Boston, but you really like it?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I mean I'm starting to like it more. I have like a love hate relationship with Boston.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you park your car in the Harvard Yard?
Yeah, I got my khakis in my pocket. Nice. I'm going to go to Harvard Square.
You actually work at Harvard.
That's right. Yeah. I mean,
cause you're
if
smart.
You want to bring that up.
Because you're smart.
Yeah.
And where was I going with that?
I don't know, but if anybody from Harvard is listening to this, I don't smoke weed either.
That's probably good to point out.
Yeah.
That's probably good to point out. And Jordan, you went to the same high school we did. I didn't know you in high school, but I met you afterwards because of our mutual friend here, mm-hmm. downtown Allie Brown.
True.
Yeah.
I went to North Kitsap, the high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a little bit, but I decided it wasn't really for me. It's kind of a lot of classes, a lot of
learning things,
like listening, a lot of being there.
So I decided to
take my talents elsewhere and go to the local alternative school, which was in Kingston.
What was that?
Spectrum.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Spectrum Community School.
Right on. A lot of people went there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. It's, I mean, it was a good school.
No, it actually was a really good school.
Yeah.
Learned a
lot. Did you like it, though?
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I went from being a total failure to being the vice president of my school and the president of the human rights group. We went to Mexico, helped out some poor Mexican people.
Some poories.
Yeah.
That's what we like to refer
to. Fucking losers.
Jeez.
No, I'm some just bottom joking. Feeders. No, you know what? You
it's
know,
a, we're only like 10 and a half minutes in. I already used the word poories.
You know, they helped terrible. Me. They helped me realize that Burger King isn't a corporation, but a godsend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not if you're a crow, because if you're a crow, it's going to give you the runs, and you're going to poop on my car.
But they're probably
and just
like
mess it.
The sweetest mess runs you've ever had.
Oh man, I don't know.
I do
I
disagree.
Look, Mexicans aren't just awesome because they're really.
Wait, how did we start talking about Mexicans?
Well,
what are you talking about?
Jordan has worked with
them. I have two points here.
Okay.
One, three. Mexicans are awesome, and the reason why they're awesome is not just because the back of their heads are so flat, and they just no. I'm not. I'm dead serious.
Are you a racist?
No, I work in a dental office, and it's so nice to. They always pay their bill because they're hard workers. They love their family. They will give you the last that they have to just make you feel comfortable. But let's get back to my first point. Their heads are flat, which, like I said, like to lean them back in the chair, so easy. Pillow, yeah. They don't need it.
No.
You know what I mean? It already conforms to the uncomfortable bullshit that is the headrest at a dental office.
So wait a minute.
And not they're
not all,
whiners. They,
not
know, they
all,
just...
hold on. Not all Mexican heads are flat in the back.
But that's my point. I'm so open-minded that even if you're a Mexican and your head isn't flat, I love you just for being Mexican.
How the hell did we get here?
I'm family-oriented.
Welcome to Earth.
Mexicans, I think you're my favorite species of all.
Indeed,
of
indeed.
All the species.
You know what? You know
species.
What? And that segue is great. Let's get into our first headline here, our air raid headline. Top
no
headline
pun intended.
Of the night, and let me find this little sound drop. All right, first headline of the night. We have United Nations apparently appointed an alien ambassador. To become mankind's point of contact for extraterrestrials. Okay, so first off, has the UN gone batshit crazy? Because, any guy on the street corner that's yelling about aliens are going to come down and, have a little discussion with us, you know, we put him in a loony bin. But mm-hmm. then the UN goes and does something like that. That feels a little weird, huh?
I think they could probably just save a lot of money if we just make those guys our points of contact.
They could probably already speak the language.
Yeah, too. I mean, they're ready to communicate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they don't have anything else to do.
Okay, so that was the story earlier this week, right?
Yeah.
It turns out that there's a little bit of misinformation there. And it was in – I couldn't find the actual London newspaper that kind of brought this out. We're the first ones to bring this to the public, but it turns out they were a little wrong. And this is coming from Discovery News. Also, I think they do the Discovery Channel, so you know it's accurate, right? You know, Man versus Wild. I mean, that's real TV right there.
Shark Week.
Shark Week. Yeah,
what?
Please.
Yeah.
Can we get a
killing me?
Can we get a thank you and you're welcome.
Yeah. Actually, we can get this.
Can we get a shark?
No, I don't have a shark. No. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
So it was said that the Malaysian astrophysicist whose name Mazlan Othman.
Malaysia.
Yeah. What?
Like they have science.
She was about to become the UN spokesperson for Earth, but apparently she had no clue about this promotion that she was getting. Mm-hmm. Let's see, who did the it was a reporter in The Guardian, the London Guardian. that actually interviewed her. And
she's like, what rays?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be talking to aliens yeah, here.
I better be getting the big bucks.
Yeah.
I better be getting the big bucks. But she, so apparently she is, however, the head of the UN's Office for Outer Space Affairs, which still kind of strikes me as a little weird that we even have a UN Office for
Outer Space
Affairs.
Can you imagine going to your high school reunion and being like, hey, what are you doing nowadays? Well, just, you know, I speak to aliens. You know, I'm just
or, chatter. Or what would be more appropriate there would be, I might speak to aliens someday. And then you'd just be, everybody would just like go, oh, yeah, all right.
Or maybe it's top secret.
Crazy bitch.
Have you seen that Malaysian chick? She's crazy.
Yeah. Or if you're in Boston, it'd be a crazy cunt.
Yeah. There's a lot of those.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to bleep that out. I think that might be a little bit too risque.
We've said it like 10 times.
Yeah, I'm going to bleep it out each time. So she is the UNOOSA, the head of the UNOOSA, she is speaking at the Royal Society meeting. What the hell is that? Who knows?
You can't see me right now, but I'm doing that whole hand blowjob gesture where my tongue hits the right side of my cheek.
Who gives? Who
it looks
gives,
like I'm giving a blowjob, but I'm really
gives
not.
A good goddamn. And then, so she also spoke at the Society's, or this must be the Royal Society's, Detection of Extraterrestrial Life and the Consequences for Science and Society.
What she look like?
So she's really putting a lot of thought into this. I have no idea what she looks like.
I bet she's super
awkward.
No, you know
plain.
What? I'll bet you she's super hot.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
I bet you
she's super, super
That's
hot.
That's totally how she got that job.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that one girl.
She wore a tube skirt.
Yeah.
She wore a pencil skirt to her interview, and they were like, you're hired.
They were like, she can't do anything else but talk to aliens.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Be nice.
So, you know. It's a good thing that she's, you know, an astrophysicist, not a politician. This article, I really did not plan for this today, did I?
All right, finally, I'll put my shirt back on. Jesus. Right.
I can't stop staring. This article by Ian O'Neill, you know, he brings up a great point. He says, surely the guys at the SETI Institute, and you know, you guys know what the SETI Institute is, right?
It's like totally.
You know, this the place where that movie Contact with Jodie Foster is.
Best
is,
movie ever.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
Okay. Other than Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire and Contact.
And Kindergarten Cop.
And Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah. Let's not forget that one.
I thought it was all right.
Don't lie.
It's not a tumor.
Exactly. Not a tumor at all. I know all the words. Don't lie.
So this Ian O'Neill guy, he brings up a great point. He says, but the guys at the SETI Institute, you know, which are the dudes that listen to the air chatter, you know, on these big these big radar cannons. What do you call them? Radar dishes.
Cannons.
Yeah, satellite dishes.
They're called sound cannons.
Yeah, sound cannons.
They're called...
That's right.
Earphones, and I think. They're probably listening through earphones.
Sound cannons. My goodness.
Because you're ugly and retarded.
Yes, I am. But I did get a haircut recently, so I'm not as ugly.
That's what you think.
So... I keep on trying to make
He's
this point, and
pretty
it's just
ugly.
Not. It's just not
Weird.
Working.
Let's
it's
focus.
Not working. Okay, I'm focus. Focusing
SETI
here.
SETI Institute guys.
Why wouldn't these guys have been chosen to talk to the first aliens?
Because they're boring and they've been hanging out with fucking ear cannons for like 15 years. I don't want to talk to them, and I would like to mention that if you're on Match.com ear. Ear cannon guys, don't get a hold of me.
Don't message Jordan.
Don't look up Jordan Parsons because she will shoot you down.
Yeah, not
bros.
Interested.
Well, you know, if your theory about this Malaysian hottie is right, that she's just super hot and that's why she got
so
the
maybe
job.
She should just be a hot chick.
I am not talking to your aliens, okay? For
no,
free.
No. What I'm thinking is, like, I mean, we have some aliens coming in. We want to make a good impression. We don't want them to meet our nerdy, white, pasty ear cannon dudes.
So I think we've talked about this. We did discuss it a little bit before, and I feel like Allie and I have decided that the person who's best suited to talk to aliens would be...
Me.
Close. Okay. Really
not,
warm.
I feel like not close at all, but I feel like more I feel like more Tom Cruise.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because, one, he believes in aliens.
He is an alien.
He believes that he is an alien and that we're all aliens.
Right, that came out of a volcano, right?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, something like that.
And he's also can just be whatever those aliens need him to be, man. He's an actor.
And he can shoot lightning out of his eyes. So that's pretty cool.
Wasn't that in South Park or something? Is that like?
I think it was on Oprah.
Oprah.
Well, it wasn't.
I feel like he's just super passionate. Yeah. You know.
Wouldn't that have been cool though if he actually did go on Oprah and while he was doing that whole like jump up and down on the couch thing, he like opened his eyes too wide and
I'm pretty
like,
sure
killed diarrhea.
Killed a couple people in the audience.
Killed Oprah, but she's like a zombie, so she came back.
But do you guys all remember that part of when he was on Oprah and then he forced Katie Holmes to come out and she had the most ginormous herpy face ever?
I don't remember
what?
That.
I don't remember. I don't think I...
No, look back,
I wasn't
y'all.
A big Oprah watcher when I...
Well, during let those me tell days. You, I looked that shit up. So he's jumping
maybe
on the
we'll
couch,
put a,
he's
we'll
being
put
crazy.
A, we'll put a link up on
anyways,
the webpage
alien,
for that.
Herpes, Katie Holmes, and Tom Cruise, I feel like...
Yeah.
I feel like it's all coming together.
You are making some crazy, enemies. crazy, you know, things
I think,
right
actually,
now.
I'm going to make a suggestion. I think Jordan should be the person in charge of
maybe.
This. Maybe.
You are just crazy enough to kind of put all this stuff together.
And hot enough.
It might just make sense to the aliens.
I have no idea how to turn on a computer.
But you know how to turn on an
I
alien.
Don't.
Yeah. Oh, you would know. Oh, yeah. You would know. You were doing that little like air hand job thing pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, dude. Aliens
alien.
Love
I
that.
Alien. Why not, right?
Right? You only live once.
You live once.
Me while I whip this out.
I mean, humans aren't doing it for you, so might as well go on to something new.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's not go there.
Okay.
I mean, I like seafood and all, but I don't want to have sex with
that's a good point.
We're already doing really well here.
We've started
the show off on a huge high note. So that's it.
Only down from here.
I don't know. I this story kind of is weird because they go on to talk about this stuff, you know, quite a bit about, you know, why wouldn't the SETI guys be chosen? But really, the UN didn't choose anybody. So...
I just can't imagine what these people are doing all day.
That story's done. That
also,
story's done.
Who is the UN and who's paying for this? That's what I want to know. Who are you, UN?
Countries. Countries are paying
like,
for
I
it. And you know
I
what?
Can't even relate to my own country, let alone my world. Let alone, like, seriously? I've been out of deodorant for, like, a couple days. So if I'm paying for this weird alien bullshit with this hot chick who... is, you know, having sex with aliens and Tom Cruise, I can't afford it, you know? I mean, I got to move on as well.
Yeah, dude, don't waste my money.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, well, I think we're... That's good. We're going to go to our first musical break here, and we're going to hear Janelle Monáe. And do you guys watch much TV?
I watch Jersey Shore.
Do you?
I don't own a TV because they're expensive and also ugly.
Yeah.
See, I don't usually watch. I watch a lot of TV, but I don't usually watch Dancing with the Stars. But last night on Dancing with the Stars, because my wife's slash producer forced it upon me.
I heard Jennifer Grey was awesome.
I don't even know who that is, but Janelle Monáe played a live. On the show last night, and it was awesome. That woman is the new James Brown.
That's weird.
Yeah, crazy. And she is so cute, though. But anyway, we're going to hear Janelle Monáe. This is Violet Stars, Happy Hunting.
So put it in your vagina and love it.
Violet Stars, Happy Hunting. We will be back in just a moment. See you then.
Come to destroy me. And I think to myself. Possible.
enjoyed that song by Janelle Monáe. And if you haven't seen her do her live thing, you should go back and watch that that episode of Dancing with the Stars, because it was awesome. She was so, so good. I was really, really impressed. And man, is she a cute. Super cute. Super cute. So we're back here with Jordan Parsons and downtown Allie Brown.
Hey, yo.
Hey, hey.
So, Allie, you just had a birthday.
That's right, baby. Yeah,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was 2/9.
It was Monday.
No.
No?
It was Friday.
Well, your get-together was Monday
yeah.
night that I did not make it to.
Yeah, you didn't come to my birthday party.
Well, it was a Monday night. I couldn't go out on a Monday
night. It's okay.
Night.
It's okay. I know how you feel about me now.
Well, at least you were invited. I'm supposed to be your best friend. I've never heard of this bullshit, so.
Facebook.
No way.
Facebook. Check it.
You need to get a computer,
check it.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Jordan.
You were invited.
North Korea. I know this comes as a shock to you.
South
but,
Korea. South Korea. We've got a couple of listeners in South Korea. Not North Korea.
My bad. I know I'm a woman, but hear me out for just a second. I'm not so much into the TV/computer thing, although it's my New Year's resolution.
To get more into TV?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel weird about the whole thing. I mean, I come home from work, internet, again, with the no. So you don't have TV, you don't have internet, eating, boring. So what do? You know, you walk your dog, you get shit-faced at random bars, and...
And then you come back home.
Yeah. And try and masturbate without crying.
Try. Oh.
Yeah, try it.
Try.
Try it. Try
is the important word there.
Yeah. Man.
You can't do it.
This has turned into a shit show.
Well.
So check this out, ladies. Okay, so we have Gawker.com, came out today with a guide to celebrity rehab centers. And I'm looking at these places, and they just look like ski lodges and like hotels. Can you see these?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ski lodges and hotels without drugs. Lame.
So let's see. So let's go to the first one here. This is it's called Promises. Located in Malibu, California.
Where there's definitely no drugs.
Right, right. Some of the famous graduates at the top of the list is one Miss Lindsay Lohan, who we really like to talk about on this podcast.
Well, so she can walk
always
from
something.
Her heroin dealer to the Malibu rehab center.
Exactly.
And these are the top... rehab centers?
I think they're possibly just like the most expensive. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because
they're
like the
nicest, you know, places, the most famous. You know,
I go to my mom's house
for celebrity life.
When I'm super strung out, I just go to mom's house, and there's
that's
the
your
guilt,
rehab center.
There's the guilt of not helping her clean and vacuum.
Yeah,
but then there's the
pleasure,
the joy of. Being able to sleep all day and then wake up and smoke more drugs.
Yeah, totally.
Best rehab ever. Also free.
Also free, yeah. Well, this place promises. Well, let's go down this list here a little bit. So Lindsay Lohan's at the top of the list. Robert Downey Jr., Andy Dick, Charlie Sheen, Matthew Perry, Britney Spears, Christian Slater, Diana Ross, Tim Allen.
What?
Tim Allen?
What?
Tim Allen?
What is Tim Allen doing?
I have no idea. Maybe after
drugs?
Like Home Improvement.
Yeah, but like what
went
kind?
Off the air. Wasn't that his show, Home Improvement?
Yeah.
Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Maybe once that went off the air, like he kind of fell off the deep end. Who knows?
Yeah. So
or
Pamela
once like the Santa Claus number 3 came out, he was just like so depressed with himself.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one day he just woke up and he was like, fuck.
He's like, I make shitty movies. Although, I will say, have you guys ever seen that movie, Big Trouble?
In Little China?
No, just Big Trouble. Just Big Trouble.
No.
Awesome movie. You guys need to check that out. Tim Allen is amazing in that movie.
Okay.
It's so funny.
I remember I liked one episode of Home Improvement.
I feel like I'm not going
to
watch
My wife, Mairead, used to have a big crush on one of the kids. What was the... Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah. JTT.
JTT.
J-titted caca.
Okay, so
Tim Allen.
And a Mr. Ben Affleck has been here to promises. Whoa.
Can you Boston, give me the number for
Boston
promises?
Boston boy. So promises, it says here in the article here, promises is sort of like a substance-free trip to Acapulco.
That sounds like shit.
That sounds like an oxymoron. That's like jumbo shrimp.
Right.
Yeah, if you're going to Acapulco.
Acapulco.
You want at least to have some beers or something, you know?
And some heroin.
But it is not in Acapulco. It's in Malibu, California. But however, it is by the beach. It's full of luxury, and quote-unquote guests are expected to just relax, which is probably not the greatest thing for people who are trying to get clean,
coming
you know, it just
from
doesn't...
the source, we can't relax without drugs.
Right.
So.
Right.
Not me.
And also, I find that when I am relaxing without drugs, I'm thinking about when I could do some drugs.
Or you're just sleeping.
Yeah, but then I wake up and I'm like, where are the drugs?
I just feel like relaxing without drugs.
By the way, none of this is really true. This is just joking. We're joking for the program.
Yeah, this is for the benefit of you guys.
No, I think they're joking, but I'm dead serious.
Right.
I truly, and I, in all seriousness, I really don't know how to relax without drugs. That's why I get off work and I drink and smoke weed until I'm in a coma. And then I wake up and then I hit the pipe one more time and I go to work.
Why are you single, Jordan?
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit.
So this place right here, this Promises, is about $9,000 a week. And sounds like more like a fabulous vacation.
Well, it also sounds like they have about a, I don't know, 30% success rate.
Right. If Lindsay Lohan, Andy Dick.
Right,
and Robert Downey Jr.
Diana Ross. She's
Britney
doing real
Spears.
Good.
Britney Spears is kind of cleaned up, though.
She's
Charlie Sheen,
up her act.
Though. Charlie Sheen is still kind of a train wreck.
Right.
Yeah.
So not too successful.
Right.
But probably pretty fun to go to.
Judge not, fair maidens. If you were a millionaire, would you not just do whatever the fuck you wanted?
Right.
True.
I'm not that even a millionaire. That's a great point.
But I mean, if you were a millionaire, why wouldn't you just go to Acapulco and do some drugs?
Yeah.
They're fine.
You know what I think it is more of? It's probably more of just like getting away from everything, like paparazzi and people around you. Because I guarantee you that these people are like coming to these places, these quote unquote rehab centers, and you know they're probably doing all sorts of stuff there.
Yeah.
I'm but they can't, sure. You know, they don't allow any press into the confines of the place.
No press, just hookers.
Right, just hookers and drug dealers.
Right. Totally. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
So the next place on the list is called Wonderland.
What?
Which is a terrible, terrible that's name for a rehab center.
Yeah, that's where you don't do drugs.
Yeah. not a good idea.
No.
Yeah, Seinfeld, you do.
Yeah.
So this Wonderland is located in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And some of the famous graduates, once again, are Lindsay Lohan, Mike Tyson, Christian Slater, and Pat O'Brien, who I don't know who Pat O'Brien is.
Isn't he? I don't know. I could make a guess.
Pat O'Brien.
He wasn't the dad on that. What was that show? It wasn't Family Matters, but it was like The Big White Family.
The show The Big White Family?
You know, the Caucasians.
No, the Caucasians, yeah.
I love that show.
Super boring.
No, but this one is located in L.A.'s Laurel Canyon. They have very fluffy beds, it says here, and high ceilings. There are two swimming pools. But that does not mean, and this is, I quote, that does not mean that the treatment programs aren't legit. So, you know, some of the celebrities that go here, they also have quote unquote set and tour support, which means that someone will actually follow the superstar to like their job, you know, whether it be a movie or whatever,
and be like, and, "Don't smoke that."
Yeah, like Katie Holmes,
just like stand right behind them and just be like, "No, you shouldn't do that."
Yeah,
or just like knock it out of their hand.
Yeah,
you know, they just wait until it's like right, the pill is just almost in their mouth, and they knock it out.
Just about to put that needle in the arm, and then they just punch him in the face. Yeah.
Or they take it themselves.
Why not?
Yeah. This is what you look like when you're all drugged up.
Like me, really high right now.
And so feeling good.
Don't you wish you were me?
Yeah. So number three on the list is Cirque Lodge, which is located in Sundance, Utah.
That sounds legit.
Like Cirque de Los Soleil or whatever?
Yeah, and this is the one that looks like a ski lodge. That's what I thought too, Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Like I was like, what? I don't know. Anyway, this is where they do the Sundance Film Festival, of course. Because it is in Sundance, Utah, if you didn't put two and two together. Some of the famous graduates for this place
Lindsay
Lohan.
Wow. That was just a guess.
Boy, she's graduated a lot.
Wow.
And then we have Mary-Kate Olsen.
Okay.
Eva Mendez. Never knew she had a drug
You're hot,
issue.
But you're a total drug addict.
She is.
Hot bitch.
She is hot.
Yeah, but Eva she's Mendes. A drug addict.
That's as hot
apparently,
as it gets.
Yeah.
So see? Gross. So there so actually gross. Is there's there is hope for me. You can hot.
You just need to. You just need to start making some more money. You know, so you can pay for one of these extravagant places. And this place looks like
my dad lives on Spanaway Lake. I'm good.
So also Kirsten Dunst. As a graduate from this place. Dude, you know what? One of our friends in high school used to think she was tops.
Dude, do you know what? I figured it out. I actually figured it out.
She's got messed up teeth.
She's disgusting. But I finally figured out why guys like her.
Why?
It's the boobs. It's all in the boobs.
Wait a minute. She doesn't have very big boobs.
They're not
that
big.
I have boobs and nobody likes me.
It's not that they're big. It's that they're perky and they attract attention. They just draw you in.
I never noticed that.
Everything else about
I don't
her,
think so.
Everything
I don't
else
think
about
so.
Her sucks.
Yeah, I don't.
Swear to God,
yeah. She's not that great of an actress.
You know what?
Either.
Who can't kiss a guy who's hanging upside down?
I do it every day.
A little Spider-Man reference for the nerds. Okay, so let's do the little overview for the Cirque Lodge here. Let's see, more isolated than the choices in L.A. But of course, not less ritzy, because it's got hot tubs, fireplaces, a ski chalet.
What the fuck is a ski chalet?
I don't know. I think that's where you like go skiing, and
you
they,
ski
like,
down the chalet.
Well, they like you know
push you up the mountain so that you can glide down. Sober.
They don't even have any tow ropes. They just use your what. What's
limp,
the
drug-infested body. You just put your limp, drug-infested body up some bullshit hill.
And then they just let you slide down.
I want to go.
Yeah, I want to go. I mean, look at that place.
Like,
it looks like a freaking...
See how much fun it is to not
like
be on drugs?
Yeah, it's like a ski lodge in heaven.
Totally. But this one, the Cirque Lodge will cost you $26,000 a month.
I've got that in my pocket.
Chump change.
That's insane. These people are making such huge money off of places that obviously don't work. Especially if you're like, you know, you've got people like Lindsay Lohan, which would be like a testament to how much this thing doesn't work.
But Lindsay Lohan, she has like a PhD in rehab.
Well, they call her a graduate.
We need to get off her back. I think she's fine. Lindsay Lohan, you know what? Give you on your drugs.
You know what? She was great in Machete.
First of all, this is America.
She was in Machete?
Yeah, dude.
I have not seen that yet.
Gotta see it.
I really want to see that.
Machete rules.
So what did you think about it? I heard some kind of mixed reviews on that
movie. I loved it. Loved every second of it.
I heard that it was kind of slow in parts, a little long in the tooth.
For me, it was long in the right parts and slow in the right parts as well. It was long and slow and hard.
Good to know. Long and slow and hard and fast.
just like Lindsay Lohan.
A little jerky at points.
No, I loved it.
You know, maybe it's maybe we're being too hard on Lindsay. Maybe you're right, Jordan. Because, you know, once they come to a place like this, there's nothing around them, there's no pressure, blah, blah, blah. It's probably very relaxing.
Sure.
Even if you're, like, strung out and needing to get clean. But then you come back to that crazy life that you lead. Like, you know, she's probably – a person like Lindsay Lohan is probably more famous, just like Paris Hilton, like, for her partying. Right.
Sure.
Well, but fame, like, shmame. I mean, the fact is, she's just regardless of the fame, she's just trying to do drugs like the rest of us. And I feel like her peers are doing just as many drugs. But for some reason, she's been made an example of, and she's been called out, and it's probably made her more famous. So if anything, she's done herself a favor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, she comes back to that crazy life where, you know, she is famous for partying, and she feels like, you know, in a position
what
like that.
What do we
that,
care? Our like, parents don't even care about her. I mean, why would I?
Well, that's the point. That's the point of the podcast, is that we're talking about something that nobody cares about.
Oh, well, right?
So basically.
That's the whole point of Air Raid. So
my point is, I support your drug use, Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay, if you're listening,
keep
doing those drugs, because it's making you more famous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, just.
And keeping you skinny.
Well, she definitely cannot rely.
It makes you feel good, Lindsay. And if it makes you feel good, then it makes you happy. And if it makes you happy, then I say just keep on keeping on. You know, what do you want? Kids? You want a house? No, of course not.
She's got like 5 houses.
You just want to get high.
She could buy 8 kids.
Yeah.
Probably not, actually. They probably wouldn't let her.
Well, she could probably get them on the black market.
You want a kid? I'll get you a kid right now. You want a kid? I'll get you a kid.
But
can
I think
you do some kind of deal, like a bag of Coke and some kids?
I'll sell you this 8-ball and a small child.
I will sell you this small child for an 8-ball.
Deal.
But that's got to be, I mean, it's got to be kind of, it's got to be kind of rough being somebody like that where, you know, like Lindsay Lohan, you're famous for partying. You know, you're not very good at acting. She really isn't.
I mean, look, it's just like me.
You're not very good at acting, but exactly. You're famous for partying.
Yeah. My parents got divorced. Yeah. I like drugs. Yeah. I don't know how to act. Hi. Don't take pictures of me. Oh,
but I'm like super hot and everybody wants to see me get wasted. It's really hard to live my life.
Jeez, pretty
hot. Oh, man. Yeah. You're just a wreck. You're just a wreck.
Yeah.
But so, you can't look away.
I can't. Kay. You got that? You're damn right.
That's right.
Yeah. So the next one on the list is Crossroads in Antigua. And some of the famous graduates from here, Britney Spears once again, Whitney Houston, Colin Farrell, Billy Joel. And this one was
Colin
actually...
Farrell.
Yeah, Colin
and
Farrell.
And Billy Joel, too.
This one was started by Eric Clapton. So hence the name Crossroads. I wonder if
Is he the guy who wrote...
Wrote Crossroads, yes. Oh, no, he didn't write
great movies.
No, that
great
was an
movie.
Old...
But,
Layla.
Great movie. Is he the one who was
write
like...
He didn't Layla either.
Oh, well, then has he written anything?
If you know me in heaven...
Yeah.
Kid,
yeah. Yeah.
Kid. Out the window.
Totally.
I
think
love that song.
Maybe he founded this place after he wrote Slow Hand.
I think it was after
the album
he was
Slow Hand.
So wasted that he let his kid... fall out a window, and then was like, I better get sober and start a rehab clinic because I just fucking let my kid fall out a window.
Dude. So do you know much about that story? Like, I remember hearing that happened and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but I do a little bit. He had a babysitter.
He had a babysitter? Was he fucking the babysitter or what?
No, they were...
Doing drugs.
They were doing drugs.
They were doing heroin down the street. Now, I know a lot about this, actually. This is a true story.
Okay. Check your facts on this one.
No, this is what I heard. I heard that the baby fell out a window while being watched by a babysitter, and then they were pissed off.
Well, duh.
And then he wrote a song about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we all had to hear it in JCPenney's every time we tried to get a deal on jeans. The end.
Now that's it's so now sad. It's now it's graduated to be to playing in like Ross Dress for Less for like.
Either
ever.
Way, fuck you, that Eric Clapton, for that piece of shit song, and I'm really sorry for your loss. But please don't take it upon yourself anymore. To ruin everyone's
that
life.
That Unplugged album ruined my childhood. I think.
Really.
I guess it wasn't really my childhood because it came out when I was a teenager.
Luckily, my mom smokes weed, and so she was way into Nirvana Unplugged.
Nice.
Something
about,
that was a good one.
About birds.
So at Crossroads, there is meditation, yoga classes, and all of the beach time that that you want here.
Do we know who graduated?
This is like the first. Well. Yeah, I read that in the...
Oh, sorry. Were
you paying attention? We got Britney Spears, Whitney Houston, Colin Farrell, Billy Joel.
Open your fucking ears, Ellie. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, my sound cannon's not working.
No. No Lindsay Lohan in this one, though. But this is like the first one that we've gone through that actually, you know, rigorously... this is a quote. Rigorously upholds a 12-step program. For the participants, and it's a non-profit center. So,
so
I don't know. I don't
go?
Know what that means, though. Like, do you not
pay.
Have to pay?
No.
You have to pay to do something.
It just
like
means that the people who work there are stupid and getting paid less than they should.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Non-profit just means that you get paid shitty wages.
Yeah. And it is in Antigua.
Right.
It's in Antigua.
Right.
On like a tropical island.
Right.
Like,
I don't.
You definitely have to have some cash to like. Go there in the first place.
Right.
You have to have some cash to be that big of a drug taker.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't even, I mean, I would love to be a drug addict. I can't afford it.
Right. You can't afford it like Billy Joel. Billy Joel can, you know?
Yeah.
Because you didn't start the fire. That's for damn sure.
No.
No, it was always burning.
It was always burning. As long as the world's been
turning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We all came from the same town. Obviously.
Right. So the next one on the list is called Passages. These places have the stupidest,
I got a passage for you.
Fucking names I've
it's
ever heard.
It's Paracondom, though, believe me.
We've got,
you
so,
are not
so we've got
like
we've
it.
Got Promises, we've got Wonderland,
promises,
which is a
promises.
Terrible name.
Yeah.
Cirque Lodge, Crossroads, and now we're at Passages here.
We should have butt
which is
sex
another one
lodge.
In Malibu. What?
Tired of having butt sex? Tired of putting a little bit of cocaine on your dick and having it sucked off by a fucking celebrity?
Come to Butt Sex
Lodge.
Come
on down to Butt Sex Lodge. It's non-profit.
Oh,
you don't even get paid.
I can't believe that your parents are in the room above us.
They're totally knocked out.
You sure about that?
My mom had like a glass of wine.
And your dad smoked that pot from 1964 that was in the spare bedroom.
Yeah, they're way
so
out.
Passages. Look at this one here. Look at that. That's this one right
Ooh,
here.
It's like a castle.
I know.
It's pretty.
That is like that is
it
swanky.
It looks like the bachelor house, like somebody's about to get a rose.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the big fountain out front. That may be where they actually videotaped that because everybody on those fucking shows have got to be on something. Okay, so the Passages, that this one's in Malibu, California. Famous graduates, we have Mel Gibson, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, our favorite Andy Dick.
Wow.
Natasha Lyonne.
Who doesn't like Dick?
Who? Natasha, who?
Natasha Lyonne.
Who is she?
No. You know, I'm not really sure.
I think she's hot because her name's Natasha.
Right. It's definitely hot.
Oh, yeah. She's probably way hot.
But
and
like,
then, of course, Stephen Baldwin.
Who's doing really well now.
Really, really well.
Thank God he went to
Although
Passages.
He was on Parenthood the other night. Isn't that? Yeah. I think that was Stephen
He's
Baldwin.
He's not doing well. Did you not, like, hear last year that he and his wife put out, like, donations to help them because they're so poor?
What?
That they had to take donations.
Are you sure
I need
was
to
Stephen
take
Baldwin?
Some donations
100%.
Too.
Which Baldwin brother was the one that was in like Biodome?
That was Stephen.
That was Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking of a different Baldwin. No.
AKA Loser Baldwin.
Well, he went like super Christian too.
Well, every drug addict does.
Yeah, grow up.
You hear what he did, though? I saw an article on him like a couple years ago. He actually drives around in this van now. I don't know if he's still doing it, but he was a couple years ago. This van, and he decked it out with like all sorts of like Jesus stuff. Like, and he became this like roving kind of like preacher.
Does he like pull up to like schoolyards and ask if they
preaches
want
to pet
puppies? And...
You know, preaches the word.
If there's
yeah.
any,
he's got a little diamond window.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, you want
yeah.
a lollipop?
On the side of the van.
So here's a heads up.
Total
if there's
gymo.
Any Al-Qaeda out there? Any terrorists out there? Here's an idea. Quit bombing business people and just bomb the Emmys. Bomb the music awards. Because these are the people who represent what you hate. Just get rid of the celebrities.
That just popped right into your head.
No, I've been thinking about it for quite a long time.
You just wanted to. You just wanted to see. This is perfect.
Why'd you go with the Twin Towers when you could have went with the Emmys?
Yeah.
If you really want to the Oscars, if you really want to hurt us, kill our celebrities.
Actually, you know what?
Please, I'm begging you.
They could just use this rehab list.
Oh yeah,
dude.
Yeah, totally. They just go to a rehab center in Malibu, California, at any point in time and just blow it up.
I wish I had rehab for being addicted to your own fucking stupid self.
What?
Because that's called L.A. and Al-Qaeda.
Not all of L.A. is like that.
Not
we've got
at
some.
All.
We've got some friends
There's,
down L.A.
No,
we've got some
right,
listeners
right.
down in L.A. So sorry. About
so we love you guys. You guys are
we're
so
just
awesome.
Joking.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
just joking.
So back to Passages, Malibu, California. Much of the emphasis at this place is on relaxation with yoga, massages, and reflexology. So is that like...
That's foot medicine.
I had a massage once
is
and
it
made me cry.
Yeah.
Reflexology?
That is, that's points in the foot that are connected to different things in the body.
So what they do, like they kind of like an acupuncture kind of thing? Or
No,
pressure
no
release
needles,
by
but,
like massage
yeah,
or
massage.
Pushing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all.
No.
You've had it done? Have you done it before?
I don't have to have it done to know that it doesn't work.
Because if it did, everybody would be doing it, right?
There's nothing wrong with being retarded, but if you were retarded, you'd believe in reflexology.
Oh, man. So check out...
No offense,
guess,
LA.
Guess how much right, guess how much this place costs a month.
I'm going to say...
I want to say $27,000 and also $800.
$27,000 plus $800.
So $27,800 is Jordan's guess here. Allie, what's downtown Allie Brown? What's your guess?
I'm gonna say $30,000.
You're close. You're pretty close. 31. It's $40,000 a month. To stay
do
at this
I get
place.
The vacation package?
Do you and, know what I would do for $40,000 a month? Hey. If there's anyone out there listening.
Right. Match.com. She's on Match.com. So $40,000 a month. I mean, this place, these people are basically throwing their money away because, number one, Mel Gibson, David Hasselhoff, Andy Dick, Natasha Lyonne, whoever she is, Stephen Baldwin, every one of those people have relapsed.
Right. Loser, loser,
and like,
loser, loser.
You know. I don't know who Natasha Lyonne is. But
welcome to my fucking life.
I'm not saying they're losers, but you know,
Allie is
because they had to be doing something right to be where they're at now.
Are you trying to tell me that Mel Gibson is not a loser?
I mean,
I don't know
maybe,
if he's. I don't know.
Maybe he hasn't.
No,
lost.
I'll tell you right now. I know him. I know him personally. Yeah. Okay, he's really? Really good friends with my dad.
He hates Jewish people.
Yeah, he's an anti-Semite,
jerk.
Isn't he?
Yeah, and
well,
beats,
I think people
he
have been
his
kissing.
Wife.
People yeah. have been kissing his ass for so long, he thinks he can just do whatever he wants.
Right,
right. Right.
Well, guess what, Mel Gibson? You're right. You obviously yeah. can do whatever you want. You can beat the shit out of your wife while she's holding the baby, cuss up a storm
oh
and
God.
Be psycho, and still, you're Mel Gibson.
Totally.
So
you
our
made,
bad.
You
our
made,
bad.
What was that movie?
The Torture
weapon.
Of Christ?
Yeah. Oh,
it
what was
the
it?
The fucking...
That was terrible. You can obviously tell that we have not done any research.
I would rather
in the making
drink
of this
Pepsi
show.
Through my nose than watch the coming of Mel Gibson's Christ.
The Passion. The Passion.
The Passion,
the passion
of
the Christ.
The Christ.
Which sounds like a porno, and believe me, it's not. And
it is
less
not.
Well, it depends on what you're into.
Yeah, it depends,
yeah.
on, what
it depends
you're into.
On what you're into.
Yeah, if you're into S&M, that's the
it's
movie
like the
for
ultimate.
You. Yeah. So the next one on the list is the Betty Ford Clinic. Everybody knows about that one.
Oh, we know Betty Ford. Hey,
but I just wanted to mention that David Hasselhoff also went here.
Found on Road Dead.
Yeah.
That's what
but this place sounds pretty legit. Like, they don't offer any perks. Like, it doesn't sound like they have any pools,
coffee,
you know, hot tubs, anything
yourself.
Like that.
Yeah.
Sheets, you know? Go fuck yourself.
And that's a 12-step. They have to do a 12-step program there also. And then last on the list is this place called Hazel Den, which is in Center City, Minnesota.
And only for bears, because only bears love dens.
Right. Well, bears have drug problems, too.
Do they have bears in Minnesota? Probably.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We got a lot of weird shit there, man.
Minnesota.
I'm just going to say, going from the location, this is probably the only one that works. Because everywhere else is, like, drug central.
It sounds like it. I mean, Liza Minnelli went there. James Fry, okay, the guy who wrote that book, A Million Little Pieces.
The Liar.
The Liar. Chris Farley. Didn't work for Chris Farley.
Okay, you know what? No, I take it all back. Yeah,
right.
I take it all back.
And Mr. Robin Williams. I think it worked for him, though.
Have you guys seen that thing with Liz Taylor where
now?
She was like, marriage? No.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut that out. I don't even know what that means.
I feel like a lot of your listeners would.
I hope so. I hope so. And then this is Hazel Den, another 12-step based program, and that's about it. And that's Gawker.com's Guide to Celebrity Rehab Centers.
Basically, I know where to not go.
Right.
Look, celebrities,
right.
You can come to my house for free because I have no idea where to get drugs. I don't. I wish I did. I don't.
So
I,
wait
I,
a minute. Why would they come to your house? Then?
I think that would actually work out pretty good, though, because then like their dealer would come over and you'd be like, don't give
I mean,
it to them.
Know,
just give it to
I
me.
I can get you some fucking, maybe some pot. Maybe. I mean, just
have them come stay and do all the drugs before
well,
they
point
wake up.
Is put yourself in a situation where you can't get any. You literally walk 3 blocks down from your house and you have a drug rehab center.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. How can you
None of this works.
I walk
None
around
of this works
for
out.
Hours in my neighborhood and can't find drugs.
Yeah, dude. They need.
I mean, I can't pay for them, man. I mean, these drug dealers are like, what? Oh, hell no. Because drugs. It's fucking crazy.
Well, thank you both for coming on the show.
You're
this
welcome.
Is, this has been so awesome. You guys have done really well.
I had an awesome time.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. We covered a whole range of bases. We talked about bird diarrhea.
Yeah.
And we talked about aliens.
I talked a lot about drugs.
And we talked a lot about drugs.
Which we don't do.
No.
Except for Jordan.
None of us do except for Jordan.
Except for I'm probably the only one who can't afford it.
Well, Jordan's the only one who
wants to. Therein lies the problem, Jordan. Okay, well, thank you guys very much for listening to the show. Remember, you can email me at aaron@air-raid.net. You can also find us on Stitcher.com, on Stitcher Radio, which is a great program. Check that out. You can download it onto your smartphone. We're also available on Zune Marketplace, and hopefully soon, iTunes. We're still waiting on that one. Okay, and, just check out our website. Give us some feedback. See, we need to see how we're doing. We know you're there. We know you're listening.
We know you love it.
We know you love it because you wouldn't be listening if you didn't.
I'll show you my tits
and,
if you...
check us out. We're going to go out with Lust for Life by Iggy Pop because it's an apt song for the end of the show, right? Don't you think so?
Lust and after
it. Lust for Life. We'll see you next week, everybody.